This is a CKTZ News update. I'm Lonnie Taylor.
The Worldwide Spinning event will be celebrated on Cortez Island at the Museum in the Heritage Garden on Saturday, September 17th.
I caught up with the program and event coordinator, Laura Balducci, to find out all the details about this exciting public event. So tell me about this event.
So Worldwide Spin in Public Day is an international event that happens around the world. Many museums are holding this day to celebrate the heritage of the art of making yarn, which we all know is super valuable and has been for centuries. And here at the Cortez Island Museum, we are holding our event on Saturday, September the 17th from 10 to 2. And we're inviting all of our fiber artists in our community to come and join us to spin yarn in public, bring their knitting projects. We're going to have yarn for sale. There could be some equipment that people have, their second or third spinning wheels that they might want to sell. And we're inviting people to come and learn, observe, create. And basically, it's going to be a circle of fiber artists drinking lovely tea with lots of sweets and treats. And we're going to gather in the Heritage Garden.
Lovely. So we're in the Heritage Garden right now. So you're saying it's going to be just surrounding us here.
Yeah, depending on the weather, we may be under the tent, but we're going to take up the whole garden. So from the tent over to the apple trees.
Nice.
So that would be on Saturday, September the 17th from 10 to 2, and everyone is welcome in the Heritage Garden that day.
Beautiful. All ages.
It's all ages.
All types of spinning modalities, and even bring your own spinning wheel.
Bring your own spinning wheel, but there will be a couple of spinning wheels here for people to try. There will be yarn for sale that's hand spun from our local fiber artists. And there could be some knitted items like scarves and hats and gloves that, you know, it's coming into the season. Basically, Worldwide Spin in Public Day at the Cortez Island Museum is basically the last artist creative event happening in the garden as we finish up for summer.
Has the museum hosted this event before?
No. In the past, the fiber artists, we used to gather at the gorge at the gazebo for this event. It depends because it's the third Saturday in September, so whatever that date is, which usually has missed the summer markets at the gorge. And so there was times where we have gathered at the gazebo at the gorge for this event. And if the weather wasn't appropriate, we would sit in the lounge where they have their fireplace and stuff.
At the Gorge Hall.
Not at the hall, but behind the store. They have a bunch of apartments above the store, and there's a lounge area. So we've gathered there before.
Oh, nice.
And we used to hold once a month gatherings here in the past for fiber artists.
Here at the museum, you were hosting that. Mm-hmm.
All before COVID.
Okay.
And not sure how it's going to happen this year.
Okay. But
maybe, possibly. We'll see how it goes. Yeah.
So you might be looking for a safe indoor venue for that?
If it wasn't here, it would be at the lounge at the gorge where it used to be. And the reason why we used to hold our gatherings there once a month was because many of the fiber artists live in the Whaletown Gorge area.
Awesome.
And now I'm here at the museum. I like to bring stuff here.
Should the community be expecting any yarn bombing occurring anytime throughout the coming year?
There is a yarn bombing International Day. I can't remember exactly what that day is, but it's usually like June-ish. And you could always expect a little bit of yarn bombing happening. I would love to be doing some yarn bombing in our community. We just have to be really aware of the yarn that we're using, that it's naturally dyed, natural fibers, no acrylic, no artificial chemical dyes, because if it's left out and the rain comes, then that's going into the environment and we're absolutely have no intentions on doing that.
Right. So environmentally sound yarn bombing.
Yes.
May be anticipated throughout the year. Keep
at
your
some
eyes
point.
Out for some beautiful public
you
art.
You never know what you're in the trails.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.